Friggin' Buddy here, coming to you live from Spicer's Dockside Grill. You know, over on Wolf Island there. It's friggin' beauty over here. Like I'd say, best waterfront patio in Kingston, hands down. Right on! So hop on a ferry or a jet ski or whatever and just get over to Spicer's Dockside Grill and see for yourself. They're open for lunch and dinner Thursday to Sunday from noon to 9. And they got free live music every Friday and Saturday night. Frig ya! Get the full scoop at spicersdockside.com and I'll see you on the island, bud.
Bible, God could say you're not the one, and I would. on this week's Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. We're pleased to present music from Dusty Coyote's three-song EP, More Cowbell, produced by Emmy Award winner Gilbert Saladre and featuring Nick Lennox on saxophone. The record moves through garage indie dance energy on the title track, fuzz-drenched 1950s-inspired rock on Spend Your Savings, and closes with Eat at El Gringo, a surf rock Tarantino soundtrack-style homage to Kingston's favorite Mexican takeout window. Built for the dance floor, play it loud. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream More Cowbell by Dusty Coyote on your favorite platforms and enjoy the title track with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
More cow! Welcome back to From CN to CA. I'm your host, Hai Tong. The next two songs come from two artists I deeply admire, Coco Lee and Khalil Fang. Both were Chinese-American musicians who left a lasting mark on the Mandarin music scene and helped shape its evolution in their own unique ways. Sadly, both passed away far too young. Their music, however, continues to inspire listeners across generations. These are two of their classic songs. In memory of Coco and Khalil, here they are.
Yeah. na 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 na我听说有些蝴蝶越来越狂，我听说有些美丽越来越马虎，在三十八度下，太热的越来越不想拥抱它，当一切正在蒸发，总会想起最浓烈的刹那，当一切汗水正在流下，要接近只会更困难，全世界在暖化，我怕再不可以一起看雪花，他不送他送娃，他不怕他热茶，冬眠下总有心事放不下，有没有亲密在融化，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦热得越来越不想多说话，当一切正在蒸发，总会想起最浓烈的刹那，当一切还是正在留下，要接近只会更困难，全世界在暖化，我怕再不可以一起看雪花，他不送他送娃，他不泡他热茶，冬天下总有心事放不下，有没有亲密在融化，看冰山一个一个的倒下，无憾情下，而他还在唱冬季的双人沙发，而他还在等有天冷风下，靠着他回家，太阳之下谁会浪漫，全世界在再没有老北瓜，再没有圣诞餐，他不送他送娃，不怕擦热茶，冬天下总有心事放不下，有没有亲密在融化，啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦。
再一次又再一次的被否决，每一刻在反复试验，我能做到你心 上来，太多的刺刻伤在纠缠，最后还是抱着彼此惆怅，这间那间的爱舍不得放开。让回忆兜转，最初的你我有多梦幻，别急着把我叫醒来，我还不想离开。爱到最后剩无奈，发现你早已醒来，只有我还沉醉在你留下
かなり甘味なムードに夢うつつすでに酔い every relapse of pain, and I feel it again and again. Momentary relapse of pain in the face of adversity. Momentary relapse of pain, struggle to feel it the same. Momentary relapse of pain in the face of perversity.
In the face of perversity.
I feel so empty with the things that I have gained. I feel so empty. Should I be so ashamed? I feel so empty with the things that I found. So I'm preempting my time below the ground. Don't you know that I deal with things this way? Don't
filming my special here in New York. I grew up here. I was born here. Did my first everything here. I just love New York because it's a town where I can get laid. Like, I can catch a D here. Kind of an S, yeah. And I was in LA for a little while and Can't there. Just in case you've never been to LA, it is filled with the most beautiful people from all over the world. So picture the most beautiful girl in your high school, like the one that you wanted to be. Okay, I'm talking to the guys right now. And everybody was like, you're too pretty for Buffalo, Brittany. Go to LA. Go. Everyone is hot there. Everybody. Okay. I saw a guy who was cleaning up a Pizza Hut bathroom. I would have paid this guy to f*** me. I would have paid him good money. People don't even see me there. Like, they're just like, is that a fat tumbleweed? Like, what's... My body type there, they're like, my arms register as legs there. They're just, they're like, is that an octopus? I don't understand. And my legs register as firewood. They're just like, Like, why is the BFG on Sunset? Just... It got to the point, I was in LA, I was so excited. Somebody tweeted about another actress. They were like, she looks like a fat Amy Schumer. And I was like, yes! It's not me! It's so insanely, like, if I go on an audition in New York, it's for like the cute girl. You didn't notice because she's like wearing khakis or something. There can't be a pussy under there. Those are khakis. How would that even work? But then in LA, I'll be in a waiting room. They're like, Amy, it says here, are you waiting for the girl getting gastric bypass? Is that correct? Amy, who did you play Gilbert Grape's mom? I can't place you. I'm like, no. They're like, okay, well, you didn't get the part, but you want us to put a hose on you, keep you moist, so we can return you to the sea, bugfish? It's f***ed up, and that's not how it is for the dudes at all, okay? Like, I just happened to see the movie Zookeeper. Did you ever see that movie? Okay, if you didn't, don't, all right? Don't see that. But, so Zookeeper is about talking animals, okay? And the male romantic lead is Kevin James. Yeah, I know. Is it wet in here, ladies, or is it us? The real King James. And Kevin James is dating a beautiful blonde skeleton. And he's sad because sometimes she's mean to him. And then the girl who's in love with him, who he doesn't notice, who's been there all along, waiting in the wings, is Rosario Dawson. Arguably the most fuckable actress ever. Rosario Dawson is just like working at the zoo, just like sweeping up koala shit. Like, please fuck me, Cameron James. Why won't Cameron James give me his dick? Me. And he's like, ew, you're wearing khakis. Never. Like, that movie's about talking animals. There's a beaver and a penguin that are friends and talk about opening a bed and breakfast, but that's not the most unrealistic part of that movie. It's Rosario pretending. She should get an Oscar for that f***ing movie. Let's see Meryl do that. I dare you, Meryl. Pretend like you're dying to have Kevin James deep you. I dare you. It's f***ed up in Hollywood. That's why I wrote a movie last year, and thank you. I did. I'm like that, and Stan, and I'm a hero. But they were like, we're gonna make your movie. And I was like, oh my God, this is so great, because I love money. So I wrote this movie, and I just assumed that they would cast like a beautiful, model-y actress to play the lead role. And, you know, like a Blake Lively or like a Sofia Vergara. Vagina. And then I'd be on set just as like a writer with like a messy bun and a laptop. Like, Miss Lively, the line's actually, my pussy hurts. And... and she'd be like, why is there a garden gnome on set?
And I would just like stumble back to my sad office. But they were like, no, we want you to be in the movie. And I was like, oh my God, me? They were like, yes. They're like, we just need you to do three things. One, just be yourself. Two, have fun. And three, stop eating food. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm sorry, don't people need food to live? They were like, that's a myth. So I was like, okay. And they were like, no, you promise? I was like, you guys. Like, I don't even like food. I was just eating it because I was bored. Like, ugh. Who wants to like chew and eat food all the time? Me. I do. It turns out I need food. And so they got me a trainer. And I've never had a trainer before. And this guy is the trainer. He's like, trains all the Hemsworths. And like Megan Fox. And like an actual fox. Like everything that you want to fuck. This guy's gotten his mitts on. And so we're meeting for the first time. And I can really picture him like, it was like slow-mo. I saw him see me and wince, like, ooh. He wasn't used to this kind of cargo. So he's walking toward me, and he's smiling at me, like, trying to be brave, like you would for, like, a burn victim. Like, he's like... I can see there's a human under there somewhere. And like, I see him looking at me, and I know he's, like, assessing what's up with me. So I'm trying to make muscles that, like, my body doesn't even support. I'm just, like, I look like one of those inflatable things outside a car wash. I'm like, ugh! And so he gives me this, like, questionnaire. He's like, okay. How many drinks do you have in a week? And I'm like, you know, you just get like, just once in a while, you're like, what if I'm just honest for the fuck of it? Like, what if I keep it real with this guy right now? So I'm like, 36. And he's like, no alcohol. And I'm like, no alcohol. And he's like, all right, take me through what you eat in a day. And he stops me at noon. Like, he'd heard enough. He's like, I get it. So... And then he's like, okay, well, here's your new diet, all right? So for breakfast, you'll have a smoothie. And then for lunch, you'll journal about that smoothie. And then you put a peanut under your pillow, and you hope you dream about pizza. And I'm like... I'm like, I kind of have to stop you here. It's sounding like at times... I will be hungry. Did I miss a couple courses in there? And he had to explain to me, like, no, sometimes people are hungry. And I'm like, oh my God, well, where are they? Can we bring them food? Like, I've got some extra stuff in my apartment. Like, not a lot. Actually, let's just get them their own food. And, like, that's the secret I found out. Like, that's Hollywood's secret. They don't put food in their faces. And that's not an option for me. Like, I don't know how it was in your house growing up, but in my house it was like, you would eat till you were in a lot of pain. Then you take like a little breather. And you get yourself back in even more pain, right? Like, I was born weighing 150. Like, I just came out swinging, like, give me a linguine, Ma. That's how it's been. Like, I have never in my life, I've never said this sentence in my life. I've never said, oh my God, I forgot to have lunch today. Like, never in my life. If anything, I've been like, oh shit, I had two lunches today. That lunch and that other lunch. So I was like, I don't think I can do this not eating thing. What if I just develop an eating disorder? Like, I'm a white girl, I can do it, you know? So I made a decision. I was like, I'm gonna get a late in life eating disorder. And so I binged regularly. And then I was like, here we go, first day puking. And my body was like, no, bitch. No, we keep our food here. It turns out that's not available to everybody. What was available to me was popping all the blood vessels in my left eye. So, not only was I super bloated, but then I had this weird dead lizard eye. People thought I was an oracle. They were like asking about their future, and I was like, I'm just hungry. I don't know. I don't know about your future. So even from just not drinking, I lost like 10 pounds. And this trainer acted like he taught Helen Keller how to read. He was like, there she is, there's my girl. So I showed up to film this movie and I was like, I think I'm a model now. Like I think a lot of girls are like this. Like, we have like a sneaking suspicion, like in the back of our heads, like, am I maybe gorgeous? I think I'm gorgeous. Stumbled on the right hairdo, you know? But one day on a whim, I'll just like cut bangs and everybody will be like, damn! And I'll be like, oh my God, like treat me the same, you guys. I'm the same person under here. And they're like, we can't, we're too hard. And I'm like, I get it. But then my stunt double was a guy. I thought I was so cool that I had a stunt double. I was just like, I walked into set like, where is she? And they were like, that's Troy. And he was dipping and had a beard.
Thumb on the pulse of global issues. Tune into Democracy Now!'s War and Peace Report, heard right here on CFRC 101.9 FM on weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. and rebroadcast again weekdays at 7 a.m. Democracy Now! Provides their audience with access to people and perspectives rarely heard in the U.S. corporate-sponsored media. Tune in or check them out online at democracynow.org.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Still the day the earth stood still. But he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
This is Steve Cutway. I was involved with CFRC from 1968 to 1989. I'd like to congratulate CFRC on 85 years. You're listening to CFRC FM 101.9, Queens Radio in Kingston.
Queens Legal Aid is located in room 400 of McDonald Hall at 128 Union Street in Kingston. We provide legal services to